John, you've had your fair share, probably more than your fair share of disappointments in football in the course of your long career. I guess tonight was hugely disappointing, the nature of the way that you've lost the game in the 97th minute. What's the feeling amongst the players and your staff in that dressing room?
Devastated. You know, it's a silly goal to give away. You know, Romy knows he shouldn't bring him down. You know, we've got four defenders on the edge of the box. Let him shoot. You know, they hadn't been very successful with the shooting all night, to be honest, but you give a foul away in that area at your peril when Pei's on the pitch, because I think everybody in the ground knew he was only going to end up in one place. And you've got to take your hat off to him for that. You know, that's the quality of player he is. And apart from that, it was a privilege to watch him, you know, so close up, how good he is, really, to be honest. And, you know, you've got to give them a bit of credit. You know, you've got to congratulate them and wish them well for the next round. You know, when they went down to 10 for the last 5 minutes, they made chances, they kept going forward. And we backed off a little bit, which is disappointing. I know the players were getting tired, and sometimes the golf and class can show. But, you know, we matched them for long periods today. We made chances, and on another night, we had to score two and won the game.
There were times when you did create good quality chances as well. A couple of saves from Darren Randolph, former player, of course, yeah. Ironically. Did they give a good show of themselves tonight? I know you would have wanted to win the game, but did they acquit themselves in a way that pleased you?
Well, you look at Burton Albion getting hammered 5-0 by Liverpool, so we didn't do that. But we came to win the game, and so I'm disappointed that we didn't win the game. I thought we had the opportunity to win the game, and I think if it goes to extra time, you'd have had to fancy us. But we've got to learn, and I've got to learn. You know, I have to look at myself and, you know, the substitutions I've made and the tactics I've employed towards the end, maybe they were a bit wrong. And so, you know, instead of blaming anybody else, you've possibly got to look at yourself first.
It took tens of millions, probably hundreds of millions of talent to beat you in the end. What does that say about what potentially they're capable of?
Well, you know, but it's a different style of football. You're not going to play against that every weekend. Sometimes it suits us. The way we play, it does suit us, to be fair. But you've got to be disappointed when you lose games, full stop. And when you come off a pitch and you haven't scored, when you've had chances, you've got to be disappointed as well. So,
you had the grandkids lead you out as the mascots. I guess that'll make tonight a special moment, whatever happens.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's good to look back on them. And, you know, the fact that we came and matched a good Premiership side for long periods, you know, we can take heart from that. But we're not going to take any positives out of getting beat. You know, we've got to learn lessons. And, you know, we've got to maybe when we try and deploy a change of system, or when we try and deploy a plan, the players are going to stick to it, and it's disappointing when they don't stick to it and it falls apart because of that, and that's what happened to me.
I've been doing this long enough to know not to ask you whether you're proud or about pride in anybody, but should Accrington be proud, particularly of the support that's travelled here tonight, who were still singing when we came in here?
Well, I'd have to say I'm proud of the supporters. Thought they were magnificent tonight. You know, I'm quick to point a finger when they don't turn up, but I've got nothing but admiration for them tonight. They sang their hearts out. The support was absolutely magnificent. At times, drowned out 30,000 West Ham fans. So, you know, I'm proud of them. And I hope we can give them something to cheer on Saturday against Colchester.
And I guess that's the thing, isn't it? You've seen the potential for the club in terms of that fan base and those people who've come here to see you tonight.
Yeah, but, you know, we've got to start winning games. Now, we were on a decent run in the league. We've got to keep that going. That hasn't ideal. The effort that we've put in tonight and losing a couple of players through injury hasn't helped either. But, you know, we'll battle.
How is Seamus Keneally? Because it was hammer blow when he had to go off, it seemed.
Well, that was the turning point in the game for me, to be honest. That's when they gained control of the game. And that was a blow to us, but we'll assess him tomorrow and we'll see how he is.
Saturday, it'll be a very different thing, won't it? A trip to Colchester, kind of back to what you're used to in League Two. I guess you've just got to pick them up and they've got a rally.
Well, we have, but they're a good set of lads, and, you know, they'll never be done for want of trying. They've got a great character about them, and hopefully it'll bounce back on Saturday.